Nahan, who goes by one name, says the canoe project was inspired by his ancestors and their traditional mode of transportation. Nahan grew up in Washington State, where he participated in tribal canoe journeys.
Down there, there's, 100 canoes that'll paddle in the water at the same time, each representing their own tribe and their own songs and their own protocols and languages, and it really empowers the youth. And I really want to see that for the community here in Ketchikan, Saxman, and Prince of Wales, a little bit more, to travel like we used to.
He says the Ketchikan Area Arts and Humanities Council encouraged him to apply for the grant, and he's honored to be selected. It will take a while to get a finished canoe, and the first step is to find a tree, either from private land or the Forest Service. Once the tree is down, the log will be taken to the Saxman carving shed, and at that point, Nahan hopes to make it a community project.
There's going to be a lot of basic just adzing and that sort of thing, and that can be done by a lot of different people. So I think it wouldn't be too hard to put out an invite to a group of students, or just send out some emails about the project itself to students of different ages, and especially the native ones, and get them involved in the project and comfortable with holding the tools and that sort of thing. So
Nahan says this canoe will be his first full-size carving project, so it will be a learning process for him too. He's working now with master carver Nathan Jackson to create a model-size canoe. Art has been a constant part of Nahan's life.
Rick and Mick Beasley, they used to do designs and get them blown up for whatever reason on large sheets of paper. And I remember as a kid having those all the time. And they'd be under my bed, and I'd get them out and fill in the black and fill in the red. And so it's always been by me.
But he says he became truly serious about Native art a few years ago when he started working on designs for tattoos. That heightened his interest in the art form, and then he decided to move to Juneau to study the Tlingit language and culture. When asked to introduce himself, he answers in the traditional way.
Nahan ayachat duktlawedi nachatsati kitgushi hit dach jilkat kwan dach ayachat. Deki na ka payut ach ishas lukach adi ach dakanuku atas ak ach lilkuhas. So what I said was, I am called Nahan. I come from the people of the Upper Sandbar. Our clan is, clan crest is the killer whale. My roots go back to Klukwan in the Chilkat River area with a killer whale fin house. My father's people are the Haida and the Paiute. My grandfather's people are the Inupiaq, and my outer shell are the Sockeye people.
After Juneau, he moved to Ketchikan to be with his father, Roger Alexander, and to continue learning about the culture. He met Nathan Jackson and was able to get an apprenticeship with the carver. Nahan's native culture is and always has been an important element in his life.
The coastal portion was something that my grandma instilled in me, and that was Tlingit. I remember being in Hawaii and her giving me a call on the phone and saying, Nahan, adu sawe wa e, who are you? Ach in kananik, tell me. Dakwa nachsa isati, what clan are you?
The canoe project is part of reclaiming his identity as an Alaska Native. The carving part of the project should start in the next couple of months, and when it's done, he hopes to paddle the vessel locally before taking it on longer trips and to neighboring communities for totem raisings or other events.
The waters are the highways of our ancestors, and their voices are still echoing throughout the water, and we go out there and listen to them, we're able to receive some healing from that. We're able to get some of those songs that we might think are new, go out there and hear a song and think, oh, it's a brand new song, but in reality it might be an old song that needs to be sung here today. And I think, you know, looking at the experience of the canoeing in a spiritual way is really what I'm reaching for.
The canoe was one of 25 project grants awarded earlier this month by the Rasmussen Foundation. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.